Hi, this is Jill Kennedy with the Yacht Life Balance. I'm the founder of Wellness Gypsy, and as a naturopathic nutritionist, health and lifestyle coach, and yoga teacher, who also worked on super yachts for 11 years, I'm bringing you this segment, which is all about wellness tips and tools for helping you keep a healthy balance while working in the yachting industry. So I'm a few days late, but I just wanted to wish you all a very happy spring equinox for those of you in the Northern Hemisphere. Spring has finally arrived, and this is a season for shedding layers, letting go, cleansing, and renewal. Today I am talking about why spring is the perfect time to detox. So what are you going to let go of? Cleanse from your life or your wardrobe, your home, your relationships this season. How will you cleanse your body and your cells? Spring is a natural time to clear away toxins so that the body can reboot after a long, sluggish winter. So think about it like this. Just as your car needs a tune-up and an oil change from sludge clogging its filters, so does your body and its filters also need a tune-up and a change and a break. So your body's filters are the liver, the kidneys, the colon, and the lymph system. And when these become they become congested with metabolic waste, and that's where a detox will help you get rid of some of that congestion. I don't know about you, but I definitely don't want to be carrying around any of that sludge into summer. So spring is the season that is the best to detox. Traditionally, Chinese medicine and Ayurveda, which is the ancient Indian traditional medicine, view spring as a time for renewal. Just as animals shed their fur after winter, we too are coming out of some form of hibernation, of stagnation, and we're ready to shed some layers, or the parts of us that have become stuck or stagnant, or maybe even that extra winter or COVID lockdown weight. Am I right? A detox is essential to allow that natural energy and vitality to flow into your life and your cells after a long winter to feel your best and most positive self for the long summer days ahead. And according to Chinese medicine philosophy, wood is the element of spring. And this is connected to the liver. We all know liver is our major detoxification organ, but it's also responsible for the smooth movement of qi energy throughout the body. So when the liver functions smoothly, physical and emotional activity throughout the body also runs smoothly. Chinese medicine says that if your qi gets stuck, it can also lead to liver qi stagnation. And this can show up in many ways throughout the body, such as digestive issues or neck and shoulder tension, PMS, or migraines, poor sleep, irritability, and impatience, or maybe even being easily frustrated. The emotion that is attached to the liver is anger. So make sure to take extra care of your liver this spring. And because our bodies are naturally in sync with the seasons, foods that support the liver are naturally abundant at this time. So some of these foods include lots of greens like spinach, lettuce, snap peas, asparagus, celery, berries, and also cruciferous vegetables like cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower, and the bitter greens such as kale, dandelion greens, and chard. So try including some of these foods in your diet on a daily basis. And then also try supplementing with liver superfoods such as lemon water, spirulina, chlorella, garlic, or green tea, which will also help to enhance your detox. And detox isn't just about adding in the nourishing and detoxifying foods, but it's also about removing those that are health depleting and toxic, which are abundant in today's, especially Western diets. Giving your body a break from sugar is also essential as part of a spring cleanse and to support your liver. You may or may not know, but sugar, especially fructose, puts a lot of stress on your liver, which controls fructose metabolism, insulin and blood sugar levels, and hormonal balance. So if your sugar levels are higher than your daily quota, The sugar is going to highly cause stress on your liver and will cause toxic reactions and toxicity in your body. I always recommend to my clients and my community to do some form of detox in spring, where you give your body and especially your liver the chance to cleanse, to detox, to renew and rejuvenate. A whole food diet, a whole food detox is great, where you just eliminate all forms of sugar, gluten, dairy, red meat, caffeine, alcohol, and processed foods. There's no need to actually have to starve yourself on a juice or fasting detox when you focus on optimal nourishment. So this is why even a whole food detox can be an amazing way just to give your body that break that it needs. If you really want to give your body the best chance of bringing itself back to balance and to feel that renewed energy and vitality, a 21-day detox is the optimal time. Not only will this give your body a real chance at rejuvenation and releasing the stagnation, but it can also promote long-lasting changes in habits that maybe aren't supporting your health and well-being long-term. Because of course we want to support our liver as much as possible, especially in spring, but ideally we want to support our liver and our cells all year round, am I right? After all, what's the point of doing all that effort and cleansing your body to just go straight back to all those old habits and fill it back up with toxins and sludge? So here's some other tips in the meantime to keep your liver chi flowing smoothly and to stay happy and healthy throughout the spring. Move. Did you ever notice when you're feeling stressed or down that a little exercise makes you feel so much better? That's because you're moving your liver chi. So movement really helps to stimulate the lymphatic system, which is responsible for moving the toxins out of your body. So the first one is moving or exercise. Number two, stretch. Keeping your muscles and tendons flexible and nourished are key to staying limber and healthy long term. So try incorporating a morning or evening stretch routine into your day, trying things like yoga, tai chi, or qigong. And number three is eat green. So as I mentioned before, all those green foods, green is the color of the liver, and it relates directly to the foods that benefit this detoxifying organ. So eating leafy greens and sprouts can improve the liver's overall functions and aid in the movement of qi. So ideally, try to eat local and in season, as these will give you the most benefits. And then we have eating sour and bitter. As Western cultures, we've really moved away from bitter foods with more preference towards salty and sweet. But bitter and sour foods and drinks are thought to stimulate the liver's qi and detoxification pathways, and they also stimulate digestive functions. So starting your day with a glass of lemon water and apple cider vinegar, the one with the mother culture, like Bragg's, is a simple and easy way to benefit your liver and improve your digestion. And the last tip is massage or acupuncture. So getting some massage or acupuncture to help stimulate those pressure points, those acupoints, acupressure points, acupuncture points, and all of your chakras, as well as your lymphatic system, to get that moving really helps to move any stagnation, anything that's stuck, and any toxins throughout your body to be released. So this is also a very important part about spring detox. So may this spring season bring you the hope, abundant health, energy, and renewed inspiration to realize your dreams and desires.